Hey, now it's time to bring you something we can't take credit for. It's ripped off from the headlines. Last month's Rolling Stone magazine published a great piece on the influence of blogs on TV shows. Apparently, the hardcore bloggers have been a catalyst for change in more than one program. The biggest example? Lost fans griped about a certain character's girth.
Yeah, I'm fat. Fat, 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 fat.
And the bloggers kept saying, how is that guy on the island still fat, maintaining his fighting weight when he's been deserted?
I've never even seen the show, and I have heard that criticism.
Right, this guy Hurley. Well, the producers, apparently, trolling the blogs, took note, and they wrote into the script this guy had been hoarding food. That's just one of the many examples in David Kushner's Rolling Stone piece titled TV Enters the Blog World. Hi, David.
There.
So I mentioned the Lost example as a way the blogosphere is an instant sounding board for producers. Can you give me one or two more examples?
Sure. And wasn't that a great thing that they did? They put a stash of ranch dressing in the woods for Hurley to nosh on.
Yeah, that'll keep you beefed up, the ranch dressing.
But
I've got your Hidden Valley right here.
and candy bars that he could dip into the ranch dressing. So, but one of the biggest examples recently was the show Jericho. Which was canceled, and the fans decided to rally and actually send in nuts. And this was in reference to a line of dialogue from the finale, and they got together. It all started on a blog, and they ended up sending 10,000 pounds of nuts.
Wow.
To CBS president Nina Tesler, and, you know, that kind of convinced her that there was this passionate audience out there, and they ended up giving the show a second chance. So that was actually a case of a show being saved, but then there are subtle things, like there's a character on One Tree Hill, Chad Michael Murray, is the actor, and the producers basically wanted a new look for him, and they thought it was going to be kind of like the old-school George Michael scruffy beard look, and they floated pictures of him online, and when they got the thumbs up, that was the look he had. So
the network executives actually admit to reading the blogs as you were researching this piece?
Not only did, I mean, they admitted not only to reading it, but being obsessed with these blogs. You know, the guys from Lost are a perfect example. You know, they were talking about how they basically have to just kind of, like, slap each other in the head with, like, rolled-up magazines to get them away from the computer. But I think that if you think about it, you guys probably do it too. You know, you want to get feedback from your listeners. I mean, TV writers and producers, they want feedback from their fans. And I thought, you know, one of the interesting quotes that they had was that in the past all you had was a Nielsen number, but now, you know, you just go online and it's instant feedback.
So what makes a blog comment actually valuable versus just some snarky remark?
Right. I think it's on the aggregate. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, I mean, these producers and writers aren't just completely, like, kowtowing to what they're saying online. But if they start seeing, you know, consistent feedback, an example of this is on Bravo. You know, Bravo actually snapped up one of these one of the popular kind of TV blog sites called Television Without Pity. And on that, what they discovered is that there was a show where Tim Gunn, who was on Project Runway,
make it work.
Exactly,
my favorite Tim Gunn line.
Turned out that this guy had a big following, and it was something they really weren't aware of. And once they started reading more and more people talking about Tim Gunn, despite, you know, maybe some disinterest in the show, they said, you know what, let's give him his own show. So he actually has this show now, Tim Gunn's Guide to Style.
Based on the blog comments from Project Runway.
Exactly, based on props from the people online.
Okay, looking forward this season, is there one show that seems to be creating a blog swarm?
Well, I mean, I think in general you look for the kind of geeky shows. So then there's nothing geekier than, like, a woman who's half machine and, like, kicks a lot of butt. And so, you know, the Bionic Woman is definitely getting traction. And I think also it's because it's got that retro thing going on. You know, there's people who feel vested in it. They feel some sense of ownership about it. So you are seeing you're seeing blogging about that. Not necessarily good stuff.
Yeah, someone that said the Boryonic Woman.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, there are people suggesting to flip the kill switch on Jamie Summers already. So I think that what's happening now is that, you know, the big picture is that TV is losing viewers to the Internet, especially in that 18- to 49-year-old demographic, and they're playing catch up, and they know they're online. It's one of the reasons we're seeing a lot of sci-fi and fantasy shows on TV right now. It's all on the heels of Heroes, and you know, shows like that that have really reached this audience. And these are the people on the internet who are blogging, who are vested. So shows like Bionic Woman, you know, Chuck, the comedy that's out, all of these, Reaper, anything with that kind of flavor to it, I think is going to get a lot of traction.
All right, people, television's out. Pity, check it out. TV Squad's another big one. David Kushner is a contributor editor from Rolling Stone magazine. Hey, thanks for sharing your reporting with us.
No problem. Thanks.